one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Daniel Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'll be talking about all the local happenings in soccer and getting you ready for MLS First Kick, which is next Tuesday. We'll also give you all the latest international soccer news and analysis. Our special guest tonight, one of the newest members of the Portland Timbers, great friend to our show, and yes, he is going to be on. We have it confirmed. U.S. International Sal Zizo will join us, along with Western New York Flash defender, former U.S. Youth International Brittany Bach, and Rhinos veteran defender Troy Roberts will be joining us as well. Dick Howard will be off this week as he's over in the beautiful country of Ghana, the homeland of Frank Odoi. But Joe Sirianni, our host, is here. And, of course, we couldn't do the show without Joe.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm glad to be here, Andrew. And I'm glad that you and I are doing what we'd like to do best, talk about soccer. And so we have a very nice show lined up for tonight. We're going to talk about local soccer. We're going to talk about international soccer. We're going to cry a little bit. While I'm crying, you're going to laugh because your team has won. So, you know, those are the things that happen in soccer. And who ever knew that Juventus would be in such bad shape? You know, and it just breaks my heart. But that's the way it goes.
Whoever would have thought Gattuso would score a goal?
Yeah, I know. And I happen to like Gattuso. So I'm really torn because he's one of my his Calabrese, where I'm come from, and I'm very proud that he does very well with Milano. But I didn't want him to score their goal against Juventus. And of course, you know, if you look, I looked at the tape many times. It wasn't not a tremendous shot that he took. I think that Buffon just. He's coming back from his injury and not as sharp as he needs to be to play for the national team. And I hope that you know, they look at all their things before they put him in the net for the national team.
That's true. Well, we got some news we want to bring out to everybody before we get rolling here. First thing off the top, we found out earlier today that former Lancer Davey Thompson, who played for the 1970 championship team, is not doing very well. He's very ill, so we all wish him the best, Joe. Great ambassador from the country of Scotland who came here to play in that great 70 team.
I tell you one thing. Knowing, if you would have known Davey, you would have loved him because, first of all, he had a sense of humor. And him and Charlie Mitchell were a combo that you cannot do without it. Davey played the guitar, and Charlie sang. All the bus trips that we were taking at daytime, they were all fun because you know, they were a comedy act, and you know, we want to thank Debbie and for keeping us abreast of all the things that happened with Davey, and you know, we wish him well because having a kidney problem is not an easy thing. I went through that with my wife, so I know that the turmoil and the stress and the agony that the family is going through while he's suffering, maybe more.
Well, hopefully, again, that Davey will be able to recover from this. We'll keep you abreast of this here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, we mentioned earlier, Dick Howard is in Ghana right now, so we're going to do our international report right now, and it's sponsored by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsford. 248-2650 is the number. You get all your summer clothes, get your Lancers gear, get your Bob Marley gear, your U.S. soccer gear. Get ready for the Gold Cup coming up this summer, the World Cup for the women, the Under-17 World Cup. Lots of stuff going on, and all the gear will be at top-notch monogramming. And let's start with the news from today. Big news for the U.S. women's national team, and right here in Rochester, the women won today in the Algarve Cup 4-0 over Finland. Alex Morgan from the Western New York Flash had a pair of goals, and also Shannon Box and Carly Loy scored for the U.S. The U.S. will play for the championship on Wednesday, kickoff at 12 noon Eastern time against Iceland. A big surprise there, as the Iceland team was not picked to be in this position, but if you remember, the U.S. played Iceland right here in Rochester.
Yeah.
And they were down 3-0 and came back to tie 3-3 before Heather Mitz scored the match-winning goal in stoppage time.
The Iceland team is not a bad team. They just they have tremendous players. And I remember, you know, when they played over here, that they had, you know, they give the national team, you know, thing to worry about. But so, you know, I hope that they don't underestimate them.
I'm sure they won't. I know that Coach Pia Sunaga is very familiar with the Iceland team, so with her days in Sweden. So I know that it'll be a good match. The U.S. playing again noon on Wednesday. It's not going to be on television. You could watch it or watch the updates at ussoccer.com or on their Twitter feed. Abby Wambach came off the bench for the U.S. today. Had some good chances, did not put the ball in the net. She's still recovering from a heel injury, so we'll see how much time she gets on Wednesday as the U.S. will face Iceland. It's their last tournament before the World Cup, which starts in June. And, of course, Joe, members of the Western New York Flash will be in the World Cup, not only for the United States, but from Canada, for New Zealand, Sweden. It's going to be an exciting time for women's soccer.
Well, let me tell you, it just... it's one of those things that we always dreamed for, and it kind of bums out because those women players are going to be playing for the national team of their country, and they're going to be absent. But I believe that there's a hiatus. So we won't miss too much out of that. So
right, the Flash will be off for a month from June 12th, they will play a match, and then they will be play again until July 9th. So it'll be a four-week gap there where the women will be off for the World Cup. So it'll be a good break, and everyone can concentrate on the World Cup being played in Germany. Other news today was, of course, as you mentioned, Joe, I was very happy. Not a real big surprise, but Chelsea won today at Blackpool 3-1. Frank Lampard had two goals for Chelsea, both those set up by Solomon Kalou, who came off the bench to replace the injured Didier Drogba. No news on Drogba's condition, but Kalou drew a penalty to give the Lampard a chance to put the ball in the back of the net, which he did. That was the match-winning goal, and then Kalou set up Lampard for the third goal. So good result for Chelsea, moves them a little bit closer to Man U, who I just feel so terrible that they lost to Liverpool. Just tragic. And you know, Sir Alex Ferguson is getting on my nerves. This guy is getting a little bit testy in his old age, because he put a media blackout. He didn't feel his team was treated fairly by the referee, so he's basically told his players not to talk to the media after the match, and I think that's a little bit classless, in my opinion.
Well, you know how it is that the referees sometimes, you know, they make mistake. I mean, I see every day. I mean, every Sunday, I watch the games in Italy, and invariably, you know, the referee have a factor in the result of the games. And of course, when you are Manchester United, and you got to take it like a man instead of, you know, complain too much, because I'm sure they got their share of goody handed to them.
Yeah,
they're
called the kings of extra time, because it always seems that they get a lot of extra time
exactly.
when they're behind.
So, you know, getting the opportunity to score and win the games like has been happening in the past. But, you know, being fair, I think that the game of soccer, for some reason, you said end at 90 minutes. Now it goes to 94, 95, 96, 97 minutes, and it seems that lots of goals are scored in overtime, in the overtime period. I don't know why it is, but
people get tired. That's why.
But it happened. You know, I'm very surprised at the things that are going on in Italy, especially, and you know, because soccer is no longer, you know, as good as it always was. Italy was one of the best places. You know, the soccer was very numero uno. Now, even Giuseppe Rossi, in one of the articles that I read today, he said that the Italian soccer lives in the past, that they haven't moved up. They haven't moved up with the time, and probably he is correct. But the fact that remains that if you, I read another article today about, you know, Lionel Messi in Barcelona, and you know, Guardiola, the coach, said beautifully, he wants his team to attack in the opponent side of the field. You know, he gets angry when his team's got to defend. He wants his team to defend in the other team side of the field. He gets nervous when they got to defend in their own end. So, and he says the ball control and how they play the game is completely, you know, just the way Giuseppe Rossi said, the ball control is the thing that the Spanish team and even the English team are doing a lot.
Well,
playing with the ball in their feet.
And that's going to be evidence tomorrow. The big second leg of the Champions League round of 16 takes place tomorrow. The two matches, Barcelona will host Arsenal. Barcelona down 2-1. That match will be on Fox Soccer Channel at 2 p.m. And then on Channel 53, which is the sports channel of New York, Fox Sportsnet, you can watch Shakhtar Donetsk of Russia against Roma. And Donetsk leads in that series 3-2 right now. So
well,
Roma is going to have a tough time.
Roma's got their, you know, they didn't do very well the last game in playing in Italy against the Lecce. You know, they won 2-1. It was by the you know, it was not a very good game, and so they got their work cut out if they're going to do anything. I mean, Ranieri is gone. They got a new coach there, but they're still the malcontent. Now, you know, you got the new ownership that is going to come into being, the American ownership. So it's going to be, they're going to have to make some changes. But, they, you know, all the teams that were in the higher class of the league, you know, like Palermo and Roma and Juventus, they're all on the bottom right now, you know, just not doing that well. So I don't know what's going on. But even Napoli is playing so great. And against Brescia, they were lucky to tie 1-1.
Well, basically, you know, everybody has a bad day, but all the Italian teams in the first leg of the Champions League had bad days at home. Now they're going to have to come back on the road, and that's what happened on Wednesday at Fox Soccer Channel, White Hart Lane, Tottenham Hotspur hosting AC Milan, 2 p.m. kickoff, and Spurs has the one-goal advantage in that tie as well. And then the other second round leg is Schalke against Valencia. That'll be on tape delay at 5:00 on Wednesday. Some big matches this weekend. Manchester United against Arsenal, but it's not in the league. It's the FA Cup that will be on noon on Fox Soccer Channel on Saturday. And then on Sunday, some great matches. The grand final of the Australian A-League. I know, Joe, you're a big fan of Australian soccer. Your brother lives in Australia, and you get a chance to see Melbourne play again last year. It's going to be Brisbane against Central Coast. The final will be on live on Fox Soccer Channel on early Sunday morning at 12:30. So,
well, let me tell you, Australian soccer is really making a leap, it's growing by leap and bound. And in Melbourne, they're building this beautiful, beautiful stadium that is worth millions and millions of dollars, you know, for soccer and rugby. So it's a state of the art stadium. I saw in the Science Channel, they show the construction, how they're going about. It is unbelievable what they're doing over there. And here we worry about, you know, with the Rhino Stadium, we had to go from a $24 million stadium. We went down and down and down, and then we had to, you know, we had to build it on stilts. So, you know, it's one of those things. I don't know really what happened with the Rochester politician.
Thank you.
and you know, because we never complete anything that is good, and everything becomes half built.
That's true. So, but thank we're very happy that we do have our stadium, and it's going to be very busy this summer with the Rhinos, the Rattlers, and the Western New York Flash. One more game on Sunday. If you want to see a war, you don't have to worry about Libya. Just turn into Fox Soccer Channel at 10 a.m. Roma against Lazio. That is one of the most bitter rivalries in all of soccer, and it'll be at the Olympic Stadium. And no matter where those teams are in the table, Joe,
no,
it's always
a war. It's a war. And you know, when you talk about a war, you're talking about the aficionados of soccer, the supporters. Those are the people that really nearly control the, you know, how things really go, because every team's got you got supporter, and the supporter, they're really passionate people, and you know, that's what soccer is all about. You know, and we're talking about Australia. When I went to see a game in Australia, everybody had the scarf, everybody was chanting all along during the game. Everybody was chanting, and I was in the supporter group, the supporter section, and never was able to sit down 1 minute, because everybody, if I sit down, I won't see nothing, because everybody in front of me, not only because I was short, but because everybody in front of me was standing. So I had to join the festivity over there. But I never got, you know, it was so enthusiastic that I got caught up into the euphoria of things.
That's the beauty of the sport we love. It's going to be, always have the passion there, and it's going to be a lot of passion going on this week. So definitely, if you're home during the day, definitely check these matches out, and then on the weekend as well. When we come back here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass, speaking of passion, one of the most passionate members of the Rochester Rhinos will join us, playing, of course, with David Beckham and Landon Donovan in L.A. He's now a part of our team. Troy Roberts will join us next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, right here in your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WISL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll go out to the left coast and hear from Portland Timbers midfielder Sal Zizzo. And a little bit later on, we'll hear from Western New York Flash defender Brittany Bach. The Flash starting training camp today. We'll get all the latest news from the Flash camp a little bit later on in the show. But right now, Joe, gentleman who was one of the top players for the Rhinos last year, it was always a pleasure to see him play. I know you're a big fan of his.
Well, you know, I like defenders that, you know, they're rough and tough. I like the ones that, especially the way Troy plays, because he takes no prisoners. Yeah. And he's one of my favorite players, and I'm glad that he is resigned with the Rhinos for this coming year. Certainly, I think that he's MLS material. And even though I would like to see him over there in MLS playing where he can make more money and do better over there, you know, I'm glad that he's with the Rhinos.
Yeah, sure, we all are. We're joined now by Troy Roberts, and Troy's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Get your 2011 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Troy, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
No problem. And Andrew Battisti, Andrew here, and Joe Sirianni. Tell us about what's been going on for you in the off season. What have you been doing with yourself?
I've been taking some classes just to finish up my degree. I left a few units short, so I've been doing that, and then obviously spending time with the family, and then resting up, but also slowly building up and keeping working out, training with my college team at Cal, weekly. So. Getting ready for the preseason. I want to go in fit and, having a strong season with the Rhinos.
Can't believe it. Next Monday, Joe, is going to be the start of Rhinos training camp. I can't wait.
Where are you right now, Troy?
Right now I'm in Northern California, Bay Area, near San Francisco.
Well, you better enjoy, because once you come over here, you have to deal with the away stuff.
I've seen the weather. I've been looking at the weather. It seems like it's been cold out there, so I got to pack some warm weather gear.
Yeah, make sure you bring warm clothes and long johns to wear.
Definitely.
Well, Troy, just talking about soccer, your tenure with the Rhino this year was one of great ones. We won the league and all that good stuff. But, this is a new year. And there's new hope. Mm-hmm. We're going to a different league. And how do you see the situation? I mean, the situation with the team, and what are your expectations?
We got a good amount of our players, core guys, returning this year, and I think we're bringing in some guys that are going to play some key roles for us going forward in the season. I expect for the team, us to be better than we were last year. I think it's realistic for us to, finish at the top of the regular season league and also win the championship with the team we have coming into this preseason. So I think starting off this year, last year, we didn't know quite sure where we were going to be at, but this year we know what we have, and I think we're going to be strong for this upcoming season.
I know that one of the things with all teams is that having that nucleus of players coming back that you played with in previous seasons is going to be a big help. And the Rhinos have probably a dozen players that were here last year. And I think with some of the new guys coming in to fill in some of the roles that maybe we were lacking a bit last year, I think it's going to be a great team this year. But one of the new players that's going to be coming in is a rookie from South Carolina by the name of Will Traynor. Now, last year you were sort of the mentor for Tyler Bellamy from St. Bonaventure. You were the person who helped teach him about the pro game. You were right beside him in center of defense. Do you see yourself maybe being that role with having that role with Will as well coming up this year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always trying to help the young guys no matter where they play on the field. Especially in the back with Tyler last year, I helped him along and gave him my just experience, just gave him some help, and a guy coming in the back again, I'm gonna extend myself and help up as much as I can, because those are the we're gonna need everybody coming down to the end of the season. Throughout the season, we're gonna need all guys on the roster to contribute one way or another, through injuries or you know, lineup changes. So everybody has to be ready to play. So you want to get as much out of the guys as possible, especially the new guys coming in. Really make them feel comfortable and help them out of, you know, that transition from college to the professional level.
Here with Troy Roberts of the Rhinos, Joe.
What, Troy, just the history that, you know, you bring with you, it's in 2005 you played with L.A. You were there for 4 years, and you won the MLS Cup, and you won the Open Cup with the Rhinos. Now we won the league this year, so you're a very decorated player, so to speak. And after your career is over, What are you going to do? You said you were going to school to get your, you know, pick up classes that you needed. What are you going to do after your soccer career?
You know, I'm looking into, you know, extending my education. Possibly, you know, grad school isn't out the picture. But, you know, for right now, you know, I'm putting soccer at first and preparing for, you know, the season coming up. And then, you know, on my in my free time, you know, I'll be taking, you know, some courses and trying to finish that up as well on the side. But, you know, my main focus on my main job is with the Rhinos, and I'm going to be, you know, 100% dedicated and do everything I can to help out the team again this year.
Just for the young girls that are listening to us, are you married or are you single?
I'm single.
Oh, good. Yep. There's a lot of girls that are waiting for you then.
I think a lot of the...
Yeah, you know, we got a history in Rochester that, you know, once you come in Rochester, you end up staying in Rochester, and you end up getting married. I mean, there's a lot of players that have made Rochester their home, you know, including the general, you know, the CEO, Pat Ercoli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so, you never know. I mean, Val has been around for a while. He was around for a while, and he ended up settling down in Rochester, so, you know, yeah. There's always that chance, so you never know.
Exactly. Now,
Troy, we're going to be playing a lot of different teams this year with the USL Pro League, teams we haven't seen before. How do you as a player get ready for something like that, playing against some guys that may be that you've never had a chance to compete against in the past?
It's exciting. You know, you're facing new teams, playing at different venues. I think it's the same. We take the same mentality we did last year, you know, preparing for those teams. You have to do a little research, and then at the end of the day, you got to take care of what you need to take care of as a team. And as long as we're doing the right things as a team, through practice and in trainings, the games are what come easy. And if we do, you know, the hard work beforehand, we'll, you know, it doesn't matter who we'll play, you know, we'll be successful on the field.
One more question before we let you go. It's just that, you know, your position, the position that you play on the field, it's one perhaps, you know, the best position that you can have as far as, you know, reading the game. I mean, how do you, you know, in the past year you did very, very well, and just like Andrew was asking you, now you become a mentor and you become a coach, and you got a, you know, a coach on the field, so to speak. And, how do you? What is your potential, or your what you're looking forward really, you know, to be, you know, to concentrate on your own position without having to worry about everybody else? I mean, at the end, you have to take care of your own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you gotta. It's about doing things after practice, working on little things here and there. Just being a professional, I think, is the key. The key thing that you need to do for myself, you know, making sure you take care of yourself first, and having that versatility to be able to mesh in with the team and take what you've done and, you know, bring it to the team. And that's kind of been my thing for the past several years. You know, this year, it's going to be no different. You know, as long as I'm getting, you know, I want to get myself, you know, right and ready for the season. And I'm sure, you know, I'll bring my teammates along, and we'll all work together to help each other, you know, to become better. And that's what makes a good team. That's how we were last year. We pushed each other individually. And as a team, we meshed together. That comes along, you know, as the season goes along, that chemistry builds. So,
Troy, the preseason actually starts on next Wednesday against SUNY Binghamton. First practice is Monday. When will you be arriving here in Rochester?
I'll be getting in Friday evening to Rochester.
So you can enjoy the weekend and then get ready for the start of practice Monday at 10 a.m. at at Salins Park or Salins Stadium. I know we're all looking forward to seeing you. I'm sure I'll be out there next Monday during the day to watch you guys practice. And we're all glad that you're coming back, Troy. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you next Monday at the stadium.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the season. Seeing you guys out there.
Thanks a lot, Troy.
Thank you.
Troy Roberts from the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Joe, I'm definitely glad he is coming back.
I thought he
might have been maybe snapped back up by MLS, because he's definitely one of those guys that is a solid defender, and you can never have too many center backs, because if they get injured or if they get too many yellow cards, they get suspended, and who knows?
You never know. Just, an injury can be very costly, and that's what happened to our next guest. He had an injury, and he had to set up the whole year. Our next guest, Sal Zizzo.
We're going to be joined next from the Portland Timbers. We'll have Sal Zizzo, U.S. International, on our show, and we're very happy to have him back. That's next here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Dave Ferrick, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
More than 20,000 watts of news power
every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani. Joe, we're very happy to have with us back a very good friend of ours who's been on our show before, playing for the U.S. under-20s, and then we had him on in Germany, and actually he's almost related to you.
Almost related, so I've got to see if he remembers or not. But anyway, he's a guy that I admire him a lot, not only because he's a good player, but I had the opportunity to meet him over here in Rochester. Personally, he came over here with the under 20 team, and he was there with Freddie Adu. They were at the Italian American Sports Club. We had lunch together. We had a little bit of camaraderie, and then we discovered that he's related to to Anna, a relative. His mother name was Busolaki, and Anna's mother's name was Busolaki, so we reacquainted, and then I talked with his father, and we became good friends with his father anyway.
Well, we're very happy to have with us from the Portland Timbers, one of the newest members of the Timbers, Sal Zizzo. And Sal's appearance is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria with over 20 locations in the Rochester area. Number to call for your pizza tonight is 234-5555. Sal, thanks for being with us, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
How you doing, Sal?
Good.
I don't know if you heard the intro a little bit, but do you remember what I said?
Yeah, no, I definitely remember that. It's funny you bring that up. I remember when we were playing Bochy's over there.
Uh-huh. Since then, I've spoken with your dad about a couple of times, two, three times while you were in Germany. And, they are very, very proud parents, and I envy them because they... You're a good son, and you're trying to make them proud.
Yeah, they're great parents, always supportive and trying to make it to every game, even if it's far. So it's great.
Well, I guess the good thing, Sal, is that you're now based on the West Coast. Actually, you're still based on the West Coast. Traded from Chivas to the Portland Timbers about 3 weeks ago, and according to the members of the Timbers coaching staff that I've read on some of the news reports, they've been looking to try to get you up in Portland for a number of months now, and you're really fitting in well, and it seems like this is like a match made in heaven with you and the expansion Timbers.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, when I first heard the news, I was a little bit shocked, but ever since I've been here, it's just been great. I love it.
But Sal, you travel a lot. You're only 23 years old. You're going to be 24 in April 3rd, And you've been in Germany. You've been all over the. You played in the Bundesliga. You played with the team under 23, and then you're under the 20, under the 23. Tell us a little bit about the history, how you started, and where how you got where you are right now. And, of course, I want to know about the injuries that you had this year, how well you have recovered.
Yeah, well, I was playing, when the last time I was on the show, I was with the U-20s, and I happened to have a good tournament in Canada, and then I went to Germany, which was an awesome experience, taught me technically how to play the game and mentally. And, I had a little bit unfortunate amount of playing time over there, and in my final year, I was in training and just stepped wrong and tore my LCL and ACL, and it was a difficult road back, but I feel good now, and the doctor did a great job on my surgery, and I feel almost basically 100%. I don't really notice it when I'm playing out there, so it feels great.
Well, we've had members of the Timbers staff on our show before, because of course the Timbers and the Rhinos played in the same league for many years. Gavin Wilkinson's a class act, as is John Spencer, and I know that the fans in Portland are so passionate about their soccer. Joe remembers from the NASL days.
Oh, definitely.
It's a tremendous soccer city, much like Rochester is. And I know that the team is doing fantastic right now. They have not lost in the preseason. And you set up two goals for the Timbers as they beat Seattle recently in the Cascade Summit Tournament. So I'm sure that was something that the Portland fans and the team was very excited to knock off their... Certainly one of the most bitter rivals in Seattle.
Yeah, definitely. That game was, it was 4,000 people there, and it felt like more. Our fans were great. I think they're the best fans in the MLS as far as I've seen. And it just motivates you to play in front of fans like that, so it's been a lot of fun.
But, going back to the family history, our sponsor of the segment is a pizza guy, but your family is in the restaurant business in San Diego. And in your off season, do you work at the restaurant, or you just concentrate on playing soccer?
No, I'm just concentrating on playing soccer, but I'm still down there all the time eating. Most of my family works there too, but it's a lot of fun. It's in Little Italy in San Diego, and my uncle and a lot of my family has 4 or 5 restaurants down there, so it's cool to just kind of walk the streets and, see all the managers and all the family, the cousins that are all working there.
Sal, I know that the Rhinos fans are certainly going to be familiar with a number of the Portland players, having played against them when they were in the league with the Rhinos. Ryan Poor, one of the top scorers in the league, and also your compatriot on the side, Steve Purdy, who seems like you got a great relationship with him. He's in the back, and you're right in front of him in the midfield, and you've already got that chemistry working the ball on the flanks and setting up the big guy, Kenny Cooper, and he certainly is a tremendous scorer. I know that the fans in Portland, I'm sure, are taking to him right away.
Yeah, no, I've known Purdy a little bit when he was at Cal playing against them, and then with the U23s a little bit as well, and so I knew him a little bit well, and Kenny's a great player. You know, he also played in Germany. Actually, all three of us now have played in Germany, so I think that matters a little bit. I think they know the game over there as well as I do, and so we all try to incorporate that style a little bit, and it works out. So it's been good.
Sal, just tell us a little bit about, you know, the difference in soccer, not only in playing and technique, but also in living, kind of. How is living as a soccer player in Germany instead of living as a soccer player in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely in the limelight a little bit more over there in Germany, especially, you know, the first 11 or... but Hanover has great fans as well, and I wouldn't say it's so different. I mean, the fans here in Portland are great as well, and you're definitely in the limelight a little bit here. So, but it's a good way of playing in Hanover is a good way of knowing how to play here. So,
what did you learn in Germany, you know, as far as playing?
As far as playing, you know, you got to play quicker, and you know, the mentality is every day, you know, you got to practice like the game. So, you know, you got to go 100% in training. You can't walk through training because you'll just get beat up, basically.
Sal, in Portland, I'm sure the buzz is really gathering for the first match, and ironically the Timbers will be playing the defending MLS Cup champion Colorado Rapids in their first match next Saturday. It'll be a 8 p.m. kickoff local time, so 10 p.m. here in the East Coast on Fox Soccer Channel. Tell us about how the fans are gearing up for this opening match for the Timbers in MLS.
Yeah, I think the buzz in the city is great. You know, the coverage and marketing here is amazing. But, you know, as players, we're just trying to take every game, make it the same. Every preseason game, John, our coach, has stressed to us, you know, take every game, the same. So every game that we're playing, we're trying to win and we're trying to get a clean sheet. And I don't think that's any different from how it's going to be in Colorado.
I know, Sal, also the Timbers don't actually open their home schedule till about, I think, 4 weeks in. They play in April. They open against the Chicago Fire. Is that because of the stadium renovations are still being finished off? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's not so much fun to wait, but on the turnaround, it's going to be fun to play more home games towards the end over there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Be thankful you're not Kansas City. They don't play home until June, I believe. It's a little bit difficult there. But I know that the Timbers have over 13,000 season tickets sold for this season already. And that's just incredible. I'm sure that the rivalry between Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Joe, you can attest to this, back in the NASL days, was as much as Roma Lazio or Chelsea Fulham or Rangers Celtic. I mean, you're talking about the Northwest teams, and it's great to see the three teams back in the MLS together. I think it's going to make for some great matches when the teams play against each other.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you got a little bit of taste of that over the Cascade Summit that we just played in over the weekend. And, you know, in a facility like that, the stadiums were packed. So I can only imagine on a full field in an actual MLS game, full stadium. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Sal, before we let you go, tell us about your movie debut, you know, with JoJo, musical video you made.
That was a long time ago with UCLA. It's kind of funny how that happened. you know, they had approached UCLA and wanted to see if we could be in that one of our new music videos, and one of the players on our team actually got the lead role, and they just kind of needed some extras, and so we were all there to help. So it was just a lot of fun at that time.
Well, Sal, go ahead, Joe.
No. So what's ahead for you, Sal? Just what are you looking for?
Well, this season, you know, I'm looking to get a lot of playing time and to kind of prove what I can do on the field. I've always known, you know, what I can do on the field. I just need the opportunity to start and to get playing time, and I think this year is going to be that exactly. So it's going to be great, and I can't wait.
The Timbers will be on national television. Their first match in MLS coming up next Saturday at Colorado. And then if anybody locally wants to go see the Timbers, they'll be playing in Toronto for the Reds home opener on the March 26th starting at 1 p.m. So that, talk about passionate fans, Sal. They got some very passionate fans up in Toronto. That should be quite a test for you guys. But we'll certainly be watching here in Rochester. We want to wish you all the best of luck for the 2011 season. And keep in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Give the best to the family.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Sal. Sal Zizzo from the Portland Timbers here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll switch to the ladies' side and we'll speak with Brittany Bach from the Western New York Flash next here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja-cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Imagine cleaning out your car and finding hundreds of dollars worth of change hidden in the seats. That's the feeling you can get when you change your car insurance to Allstate. People who did saved an average of $348 a year. Change is good. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And we're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. And you can get there from our website at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Well, Joe, speaking of kicking off the season, we're talking about the Rhinos starting practice next Monday. Today, the Western New York Flash started practice, and it's just around the corner, their initial season in the WPS, and we're all looking forward to that.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing the game, and you and I are going to have to take a trip to go and look and see them getting ready for the home opener. So, and we are very lucky to have one of them on our radio today.
And very happy to be joined by one of the new players for the Flash. Actually, most of the players are new, but she was played alongside Abby Wambach with the Washington Freedom last year. And 2 years ago, she played us alongside Marta with the LA Soul. We're happy to have with us Brittany Bach, and Brittany's appearance is brought to you by The Soccer Shack. And you can get your 2011 WPS jerseys at The Soccer Shack very soon. Its number is 244-1460. Brittany, thanks for being with us on the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very happy to have you on. I know today was a very exciting day for you. It's the Flash Open training camp. Tell us about how the practices went today.
Oh, I love it, and I know the girls are loving it. We still have about 10 of all the national team players weren't in yet, but we had a good 14, 15 girls out there. Obviously had some fitness testing, but it was nice just to get out and play and kind of see how Aaron runs his practices, and we're all really excited about this season.
Did he crack the whip?
Yeah. You know what? I like the way he does things when he's, you know, we do a lot of passing patterns and then we're playing a lot, and obviously, you know, we don't know if we have more fitness testing or not, but it's nice to get out on the field, meet the girls, and, you know, we know we have 6 weeks of hard work ahead of us. Well, 6 months, really.
Well, Brittany, Joe Suriani here. Just tell us a little bit to be from the, you know, to be in Buffalo, actually, Rochester, Buffalo, and in this snow, in the snow. You have experienced snow before?
Yeah, I live in Chicago. I've lived there my whole life, so I am used to the snow, but I do have, there's a bunch of California girls who literally have not seen snowfall. Maybe last year was the first time they've seen it, but I'm used to it, and I think it's beautiful. My parents actually, as soon as they graduated college from Illinois, University of Illinois, they lived in Rochester for a few years. So they love the area, and they're excited to come back to watch our games out at the where the Rochester Rhinos play. Correct.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Now, when did your parents live in Rochester?
Okay, when they graduated college, I think back in like 80.
Let's say you're 24 years old, so it's got to be.
I just was wondering if they ever had a chance to see the Rochester Flash or the Rochester Lancers play, because, you know, my partner was the trainer for both those teams. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, but they love the area, and they can't wait to come back. And I'm a big outdoors girl. I'm not so much a city person, so I hear there's a lot of fun, you know, places, nice lakes and stuff to go visit. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Rochester's got a lot of beautiful stuff, much like Buffalo, but
yeah.
I think that we got it over Buffalo, because we are more cultural, you know, in Rochester, and we certainly welcome you to be one of our own sooner or later. I mean, you never know. You're not married, so you might catch some nice looking guy over here.
You tried to set up Troy Roberts earlier, and now you're trying to set up Brittany.
Yeah,
this is the matchmaker.
My boyfriend, actually, he's playing hockey, but he's all the way in Alaska, so we're
oh my God,
the country.
That's quite a hike, definitely, but. Brittany, you've had a chance to play alongside Abby Wambach, Rochester native, and alongside your new teammate Marta, actually your previous teammate Marta, because you played with her with LA. Tell us about the difference from a defender standpoint between Marta and Abby. Obviously, you know that they're different positions, different styles of play, but as a defender, how do you handle Abby versus Marta?
You chop them down.
they are two completely different players. You know, you go, Marta, just the flair that she has on the ball, her speed and her left foot. And then you've got Abby, just a powerhouse, amazing in the air, best in the world, probably in the air. And so I'm not the fastest player, but, you know, defending against Marta, luckily being on her team the first year, so I kind of just have to, you can't really know what she's doing, obviously, and with her speed, it was nice to be able to defend her. And then actually I played forward with that team, with the soul as well. I kind of was all over the board. So it was really nice playing up top with her because she feeds you balls on a platter, you know. And then, but with Abby, you know, just her commitment and energy for the game. And our team last year really looked up to her, and she, you know, led our team. And it was fun playing with both of them, and they're so different.
You know, Brittany, you play one of the positions that I admire the most on the soccer field. You're a midfielder. You played attacking midfielder, mm-hmm. and you also defend. You're a defensive midfielder, mm-hmm. and I regard. You know, there's a lot of people that get a lot of accolades, you know, because they score goals. But the reality of the thing that in order for those people to score goals, they have to receive quality balls, and they have to receive quality service from people that are playing the position that I just said. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, from my perspective and what I read about you, you happen to be one of those players that read the game very well, and you are able to anticipate the play and construct the play. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me how to, you know, what I'm really asking you is that tell us a little bit about, you know, your perspective of the game. I mean, not as a goal scorer, but as a creative player, and how you read the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, I think the fact that I have played center mid, forward, center back, some outside back, although I'm not really a wing player. I think that's helped me with my game improve, and that's, you know, growing up, some players like their one position, but I think it was so vital for me in my career to be able to experience everything, because now my vision of the game has, you know, changed so much, and I've been able to learn so much. But I love, you know, I'm not the most skillful player, but I work hard, and a large part of my game is my physical game and winning balls in the air and breaking up tackles. But I kind of, like you said, I'm a player that kind of sits back a little bit, reads the game, and basically there for my teammates. I think, you know, soccer is a team game, team sport, and I'd rather set a player up with the perfect pass for a goal than score the goal. Obviously, scoring goals is fun, and but I think, you know, that's part of the game is to, you know, even if nobody notices it, but, you know, the people who actually, like, truly watch soccer, I get enjoyment out of that center mid role. I love it. It's my favorite position.
Well, Brittany, we're really looking forward to seeing the Flash in action. The home opener here is Sunday, May 1st against the Atlanta Beat. And hopefully, again, Joe and I will be able to get out to see some of the preseason games. I know you've got to be playing Ohio State. That's going to be quite a challenge, one of the better collegiate teams. But, Brittany, we're really looking forward to the season, and we hope to be able to meet you in person real soon. And best of luck, and we hope to get you on during the season once again.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And hopefully we can fill up that stadium, maybe not the upper tiers, but we'd love, you know, I think everyone in the Rochester area is just going to, and from all over Buffalo and people come down from Canada, I think they're going to really enjoy this squad this year. So thank you again for having me, and I look forward to meeting you guys.
Thanks a lot, Brittany. Brittany Bach from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, boy, Joe, the time just flies by, I tell you.
Well, it's been a great show, Andrew, and, you know, just a great guest.
And we'll have more, of course, next week. We want to thank Troy Roberts from the Rhinos, Dave Selinsky from the Rhinos, who helped to get that set up for us, Sal Zizo from the Portland Timbers, and the media director for Portland, Mark Kostick, Brittany Bach from the Western New York Flash, and Renee Meyer, the media relations from the Western New York Flash. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo running the show at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here in your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.